I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location now open and taking appointments. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, September 20th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Open Line Thursday to you.
And Jason Bishop's here as well.
Can we get to 20 calls today?
I think so.
I think we can probably do that.
I know.
Took a bunch of calls early last week, and then it fizzled.
I mean, 100's very aggressive.
I know. I always ask for 100.
100's a lot.
Steve, Jason, your computer's on, the volume.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can hear it? I can't even hear it.
Yeah, because you got the noise canceling.
Yeah, the noise canceling. You
can't hear it.
Yeah. You got the poopies over there.
Well, it is Open Line Thursday, and you can steer the show, talk about whatever you want. Phone number's 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. You have Thursday Night Football, that mega matchup between the Jets and the Browns.
Browns with a good, probably the best opportunity for them to get a win in quite a long time.
Yeah.
At home, against the Jets. Jets have to go on the road. Even though they've looked decent through the first 2 weeks, this is it. This is it for the Browns. Get that win at home.
Right.
Well, they've been close. Right.
They have been close.
It could have easily been 2-0.
The kicker didn't miss everything.
They had a decent kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, they were right there with the Saints this past weekend.
They ended up replacing Zane Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd they sign? Gone.
Can't remember, but
they
did sign
someone. Former Penn State kicker. Whoever it was, I saw on Twitter, somebody pointed out that he wasn't even a good kicker in college. They said this is this is such a Browns thing that they're bringing in this guy who's never kicked in the NFL, and his college stats weren't impressive.
Signed rookie Greg Joseph.
Maybe he's had a strong leg.
Greg Joseph.
Who knows? But they need to get somebody that can actually make some kicks.
Joseph, who's from South Africa and played
Went
at Florida Atlantic.
Okay, not Penn State.
I may watch that. Who's the Thursday night crew? And thank God it's not Jason Witten.
I think it's the Sunday night crew.
Thursday.
Is that Al Michaels?
No.
I'm confused as to where everybody is now.
Not sure who calls Thursday night.
All right, I'm going to find out. Thursday night football. Because I'll tell you what, if it was Jason Witten.
Yeah, it's on Fox, isn't it?
Oh, so that'll
it's definitely
be.
Definitely on Fox.
Oh, right, so that'll be.
It's Buck.
That'll be Buck and Aikman.
Buck Aikman. That's fine. I can watch those guys. Yeah. I like Buck. And, you know, I've gotten used to Aikman's, you know, nice enough guy. He's just kind of annoying.
I think you're on Fox.
But.
Well, they're all Cowboys.
Yeah,
all
everyone's
the lead.
A cowboy.
Color commentators.
How come there's no Redskins?
I don't know. But, all right. Maybe I'll watch that. I don't know. What else is there?
Yeah, you've got Aikman. You've got Romo. You've got Witten.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Moose Johnson.
Yeah. A lot of ex-Cowboys in the booth.
Pre-game, you got Michael Irvin.
You got Michael Irvin. You got Dion. Although he wasn't just with Dallas. Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I'm probably missing a few. Got no skins. No skins love. In the broadcast booth. Used to have Theismann.
Well, I'll watch that because I haven't been watching the Nets. I know that. So, what happened last
home stand
night?
For Bryce Harper.
They didn't play.
They didn't play last
night.
Max
goes tonight against the Mets.
Max goes.
That's it for Bryce home.
How many
he returns next
I know it's the last
year.
Home stand, but how many? Is it just one, like three or four
they
games?
They got the Mets here for three.
They've got one more series
after
that.
How many series? Two series
I think
here?
Two. They play the Mets and I think the Marlins.
Right.
And then they end the year in Colorado. So, four in Colorado. So, I think September 26th would be his last home game.
But we were talking about it right before we jumped on the air, that just down the street from us, there was that huge fire.
Big fire.
In Southeast D.C. at a senior center. And the Marines actually got involved to... Everybody was saved.
It's amazing.
So I don't know how close it was.
So it wasn't like a senior living center where they live. It was just a senior center where people do activities
and
that sort of thing?
No, assisted living place.
Oh, really?
Assisted living center.
I mean, I saw a video of, like, it looked like about a dozen, if not 20 Marines sprinting down the street towards the fire. I mean, you want to talk about heroic, ready to run into a burning building and sacrifice themselves to try to help others.
I heard this morning it was a fire alarm issue. I mean, they're still investigating.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the fire alarm didn't go off.
And that's why it got so bad before.
It was.
I'm sure they're going to investigate for the next couple of days. And you might get a better cause.
It was big.
I'm just not a hero. Like, if I was going by a senior center and I saw it was on fire, there was smoke billowing out of it.
Call 911.
I just don't think I would. In fact, I know I wouldn't run into the building. I know I wouldn't. Unless maybe my mother was in there.
Yeah. Arthur Kapper Senior Apartments.
I just don't have the hero gene.
I'm not cut from that cloth.
Right.
I'm just not.
Just like we've told the story 6 billion times when the guy crashed into the old station. JP, you know, was nice and wanted to go check on the guy. So he checked on the guy. He just drove into the building. He's probably got a bomb strapped to
him. There's rubble everywhere. There's a car inside of our building.
Right.
We need to take Twitter pics ASAP.
The bomb strapped to him is the last thing that would have entered my mind.
No,
but somehow
right
it enters your mind.
That was right into that.
That's still a crazy story.
It's crazy.
I believe that fire over here burned for about 8 hours. Because I think they were still fighting it late last night.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was completely oblivious to it. I didn't even know it happened.
And it was all over the news. I mean,
yeah, I didn't watch.
They spent an hour on it, and then it hit the national news.
Huh.
Lester Holt was talking about it.
You mean the fire wasn't out at 10:15 when we peeled wheels out of the district?
Well, it didn't start until after that. But they were still fighting at 11:30 last night. Nuts. DC firefighters rescued several people using ladders. At least 4 people taken to the hospital. Injuries were non-life-threatening.
Well, it was off my radar. I didn't have anything. I had no idea. I was, like, napping.
And then you get the horrible story with the jogger, the female jogger who was murdered in Logan Circle.
Yeah, that's a terrible
story. I saw a video of the guy. I guess Jason's telling me the neighborhood knows who he is. But I can't tell. It just looks like a large guy. You know what I mean? It's like the surveillance camera. As soon as you zoom in on it.
A mustard-colored shirt.
It's so pixelated that everything you can't tell. I don't know how you can ID him unless you know the neighborhood and you know the
terrorizing women in the neighborhood. He would go up to people's car, women in their cars, and bang on their windows.
So is he just a psycho?
Gotta be.
Just like not
can't be normal if you're going around stabbing people.
Yeah,
but they know who he is based on the way he walks. Apparently, he's got like a unique gait to him. So I mean, he's just an animal.
I heard Chief Newsham being interviewed about it. I mean, I have confidence that he's going to get that guy corralled.
Well, I guess
within the week.
Well, they also have the murder weapons.
They're going to track him down.
I mean, it's just the worst story ever. And then, of course, they do have video of the woman after she was stabbed, like going into the restaurant to try to get her help.
I didn't see that.
I think, or at least a still picture of it.
Wow.
Awful.
She was engaged, getting married.
She was alive enough to ask for help or whatever, and then just passed in the hospital.
Mm.
Brutal. Too much blood loss.
This world sucks.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. At least the news.
Yeah, stories like that just bum you out.
I saw this morning, I think it's 2 PG officers were shot trying to issue a warrant to some guy.
Yeah.
I think they're in like shock trauma or something terrible.
So
you can't watch the news.
Of the show.
You can't watch the news.
Yeah,
it's
uber depressing.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I watched the last episode of Ozark and then wrapped it up. The finale of season 2, and then I was trying to watch something a little bit uplifting after watching that. I mean, I turned on the news, and then these stories just come at you left to right.
Equally as dark.
I had to watch something else.
And my wife told me, because the last 2 shows that we've invested time to watch are Ozark and Jack Ryan. She said we got to find something light. There's nothing light.
It's something
good.
Cheery.
Because
something
those
on the
are
lighter
some dark
side.
Shows.
Yeah, but those are the type of shows I really like.
Yeah.
I like the darkness.
Well, you would love Ozark then. I
don't know, I'm going to get to it.
Kind of snoozing on that.
I kind of snoozed through the last episode, though. I feel like there's going to be a third season, so I don't think I really missed that
much. That's what my
wife said.
There's 100% chance that there's going to be a third season.
It's too popular. Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, of course they'll extend it.
I saw it last night when I was flipping through the channels. It might have been Entertainment Tonight. I don't even know what it was. That The Walking Dead people, they have a 10-year plan.
What do you mean people? The actors?
No, the creators of the show.
Oh.
They have
really?
A 10-year plan.
Well, that's not good. That seems too long for. How many they've had? Was it been 5-6 years?
Ooh. I'm going to guess there's been about 8 seasons.
It's been 8?
It's had quite a long run or zombie walk,
well, my
if
man,
you will.
Rick is going to be gone after this year, right? This is last
Rick
year.
Rick is going to be gone. They kept Negan alive.
Maybe Negan takes over. I don't know. Maybe he goes beyond.
So I woke up this morning and I saw that I guess there was some big social media beef with Andrew Wiggins and Steven Jackson and all relating to Jimmy Butler trade demands. Did you guys follow any of that?
I know Jimmy Butler wants to be traded to the Knicks, the Clippers. Nets, or the Clippers.
Right, right.
And I see what they're claiming is the reason that he wants out of Minnesota or Minnesota wants to get rid of him.
Well, I think it's mostly Butler, I think. And apparently Butler and Andrew Wiggins have had problems.
There's Andrew Wiggins' problem. Problem I see is they say that he banged Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend. Oh,
I don't doubt that. Nice. But that's not a part of this story. The story from last night is just that I guess when these demands came out, Andrew Wiggins' brother tweeted, hallelujah, right?
Oh, he did.
Right, which obviously indicated yeah. there's some sort of rift there. And then Steven Jackson, all of a sudden, even though he's retired and he's playing like in the Big Three, he gets involved.
What did he say?
I think he came in
off the top rope.
He criticized Andrew for, I guess, not responding properly to all that. And then Andrew responded to Steven Jackson, talking about old dudes hating like he was anything special. Bum ass. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy.
Is he a free agent after this year?
Who?
Butler.
Yes. I believe he is.
So he's going to look to get paid.
And by the way, if you're an NBA guy and you're banging a teammate's girl, that is the ultimate disrespect. Because, I mean, it's the NBA. There are so many women to go around in every freaking city in every stop. If you're banging your teammate's girl,
it's about as disrespectful as it gets.
That is cold and calculated.
The only thing more disrespectful
is, but let's look at the girl. I mean, she's the one banging Butler. She obviously doesn't like Towns that much.
I mean, she's
your teammate. There is a guy code.
Does Butler get all the blame?
About 90%.
Well, we don't know if this is true. It's from social media. So 2 days ago, the Timberwolves wished Jimmy Butler a happy birthday on Instagram. And the top comment for a minute, they say, I don't know if that's for a minute, which is for several minutes.
For a minute
minutes,
or for a few hours right. or for a few months.
Was something to the effect of, why don't you go celebrate with Kat's girlfriend some more?
Oh.
The Wolves then almost immediately deleted the comment.
I mean, something's going on.
Well, we had heard
the same
rumors.
Poster went on to say the event happened sometime in May, and he said that when Towns went to L.A. before he went to Hawaii, tough life, I guess in the offseason, Towns had a post about snakes and then deleted it. No one on the team apparently talked to each other. They believe Towns will probably resign, can't leave the money, dragging out. They think Tibbs will be there long term, doesn't really want that. So
incredible.
It's just a debacle there.
Well, the rumors last year were that Butler and Towns did not get along, but I thought that was on court stuff.
Right.
Apparently it was off court.
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't bang Towns' mom, which is allegedly what your boy did to LeBron's.
Who, Delonte West?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Sometimes, look, if you're Delonte West, sometimes you got to grab that low-hanging
fruit.
But
Jason, I'm with Cakes and them. I mean, listen, the girl obviously is in the middle of it all.
Well,
but
she's
a
slut.
Of course, but I blame, there's like a guy code. Like,
he gets a lot of blame.
I mean,
but I mean,
that's
she's,
all I would be
she obviously
on.
Doesn't care about Towns.
Right, right.
You know, but yeah,
sure.
You're right. Butler can't be doing it to his buddy.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
But he doesn't respect Towns anyway.
Now,
obviously.
Maybe in a different arena when the women aren't so plentiful. That maybe you can see it happening. Maybe you can give a guy
like
a
if
pass.
If you worked in like construction or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, maybe if you just hired
it's still wrong.
And there aren't the,
so still, you can't bang your coworkers.
Wrong.
But
yeah.
maybe
I
this
agree
is
Jimmy
still
Butler's
wrong.
When Drab's
but I'm
pumping
saying,
Amy.
There's a sliding scale.
Yeah.
Because NBA lifestyle, there are women everywhere. You're going to bang your teammate's girl.
Right.
It is. Maybe didn't know.
It's extra gratuitous.
She must be hot.
This is Jimmy Butler's MO. Yeah. Remember that Jimmy Butler is the one who slid into Gabby Union's picture. Now, he didn't slide into her DM, but he was leaving
God,
a comment
slide into
or
DM
thumbs up on Gabby Union's bikini shot. And then Dwayne Wade had
to
respond. Yes.
He did. I don't even remember.
That was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Maybe Dwayne Wade knew about Jimmy Butler's reputation.
Jeez.
So now everybody said that was just goofing because they were teammates.
Right.
So they have to trade him, right? You can't go into the season with
it
that.
It sounds like. I mean, he clearly doesn't want to be there.
In the locker room. It happened in hockey, right? It was the Ottawa Senators players?
Yeah.
The one guy's wife?
Yeah. I can't remember the player's name.
Grilling the other guy's
names.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
I want to say it was Carlson, but maybe not.
Maybe it was.
Well, they traded the one guy. They said, we can't have them both together.
And now Carlson got shipped out to San Jose.
Yeah.
Now, that just happened like a week ago.
Correct.
All right, let's go.
They got rid of both of them.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if they work. It's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Cam in Crofton. Cam, what's up, buddy? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How
what's
y'all
up,
doing?
Cam?
Hey,
how you doing,
great.
All right. Hey, long time listener. Been listening since I was in high school. I'm now 33 years old and the dentist, so it's been a long, long time. But love you guys,
EB's going to get your number if you're a dentist.
That's how long we get a deal.
That's how long we've been on the air. You were in high school and you started, and now you've got a dental practice.
Yep.
That's
crazy.
It's nuts.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, so I was listening the other day. You guys were talking about if you could go out to Pluto and come back, you know, as like a 17-year-old. And we all know what Drabby would do if he could come back and had legal access to all those teens.
Right.
But just curious, what were some of the things you guys would do now? In 2018, you come back, you're 17 years old, you're silly, you're young, feeling good, EB's knees aren't hurting, and all that good stuff.
Right. I don't know.
That's a great question.
Would you do anything that much different than what you did when you were that age?
I think I just want to interview with
Taco Bell. Huh?
Yeah, I'd probably do that. I probably wouldn't work at Toys R Us.
Well, your metabolism would be just so silly.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You could just gorge yourself.
Now, are we back at 17, but our kids are now older than us, or we're just 17, no kids?
Ooh, nothing.
And I think that's
my daughter just turned 18 today. Happy birthday to Kelsey.
Very good. Happy birthday.
That's unbelievable, man.
I think his hypothetical is you come back at 17 without your current family.
Well, if I have my knowledge, just all the drop balls I had with women, I would close the deal. I'd be so much better. I mean, I dropped so many balls.
Yeah.
I know I'd be on the gram. I'd definitely be on the gram.
Oh, you'd be on the
gram. You'd be hollering.
You'd be on Tinder. You'd be on everything.
Yeah, are 17-year-olds on Tinder?
I don't know, but you'd be on it.
That's true. Is there an age limit to some of those?
There's no way 17-year-olds are on Tinder.
Do they let teenagers, like high school
juniors
or whatever.
You've got to be
18, right?
You've got to be 18.
I'm sure it's hard to click, I'm 18.
Right.
It's true. I'm guessing
no, it's not.
Adam,
I'm guessing you don't have to send in your birth certificate.
Adam, do they have like 16-year-old kids on like Tinder or what?
I mean, I believe there's an 18-year-old age limit, but I know that people lie because like my sister's friends were on there since they were like 15, just
trolling
hard.
Is Rory on Tinder?
Yeah, is she pops on it?
No.
He's not?
No.
He's on the Jewish one, right?
J-Date? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Has it been successful for him? Is he cleaning up on J-Date?
What do you think?
I don't ask him.
Oh, you're joking. All right, that's the way you do Open Line
Thursday. I thought we were sending him to Bunny Ranch. Whatever happened to that? That fell through like everything
fizzled.
Else. Yeah. It's a blame trap.
Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. We'll take your calls at 800-636-1067. Remember, a little bit later, London Fletcher will join us. Former Redskin, now an NFL analyst on the CBS Sports Network. He'll join us at 8:20, and we talk fantasy football with Dave Richard at 9 o'clock right here on The Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington on an Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Talk about whatever you want, including Redskins Packers. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Cakes and I doing the Washington Game Day Uncensored Junkies pregame show kicks off at 11 a.m. You look at this Packers defense right now through two games. They rank 26th in the league in pass defense. Alex Smith yesterday was asked a ton of questions about what went wrong last week and looking ahead to the game with the Green Bay Packers. In looking ahead, he said what most coaches say when you face an explosive type offense, that they're looking to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field as much as possible. So that's part of their upcoming game plan. But he was asked to look back and he kind of reminisced, said, yeah, you look back and you're like, maybe this one play in the first half, I should have held it a tick longer and taken a shot, or I could have looked this off and gone here. A lot though was dependent on their lack of success on first down. I think their average third down was 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8.
Were they 3rd and 20 like four times? Jay made some allusion to, throwing out your game plan when you're 3rd and 20 like 4 times.
I don't remember that. I think he maybe was just throwing that out as a comment, but maybe.
Yeah.
They certainly weren't successful in the early downs running the football because they weren't successful running the football at all. And so they were in 3rd and long versus, you know, 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2, and then they converted 5 out of 15 third downs, which Alex Smith alluded to this, that you're prevented from taking some shots. Some of your game plan you don't even get to because you're not converting third downs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that our beat guy, Craig Hoffman, went through the tape. It took him like 2 days to go through it, and he was tweeting about it yesterday. And he said, you know, when he went through it, that Alex Smith wasn't really the problem. Like, he looked a lot better than he thought. That there certainly were 2 or 3 throws that he missed, but a lot of it was just like miscommunication, like up front. The receivers kind of like their spacing was terrible. And those are things that need to be addressed. But he said Smith, in his opinion, was not the issue.
No, I don't think Alex Smith made bad throws. I do think that
or even bad
he settled
choices
for the checkdowns, and who knows why. If he was getting pressured, you got to get rid of the ball. If guys aren't
getting
open downfield.
Well, they were also taking away the big the downfield
through
stuff.
2 games, and if you want to chime in on this, Alex Smith has 54 completions. All but 20 of them are to Chris Thompson, Adrian Peterson, and Jordan Reed.
Mm-hmm.
They have 34 receptions for 358 yards of those 54
maybe guys
completions
just weren't open
for 547.
That's the only guy who was open.
Well, they were playing a zone.
I mean,
they were
like
taking away some of that stuff.
And apparently the movement of the Colts really threw the Redskins, which is a preparation issue.
Well, that's
Craig
kind of alarming today.
You look at it, it's a preparation issue that they weren't prepared for the Colts' defensive line
they
to be
ready
moving
for
around.
The stunting and all the movement pre-snap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's something
got
ready for
3 times.
I just remember Kyle Shanahan would find a way to get guys open.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McVay would find a way to get guys open.
I feel like Jay generally does, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's his reputation, but maybe those guys weren't open on Sunday, the receivers anyway.
Yeah, well,
the
it just never got a rhythm.
Open.
It also doesn't help where the very first drive of the game, the Colts had the ball, and the Colts marched down 11 plays, 75
but that
yards,
happens
score
often.
A touchdown.
That happens often.
I understand that, but then if you don't convert, they're off the field a lot early in the game. They just couldn't get a rhythm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's definitely true.
Look, I think they're going to force some shots this week, which hopefully it works out. But it seems like over the last couple of years, Jay almost responds to criticism in that there would be criticism in the past of, hey, you got to get so-and-so involved. And then the next game, he gets that guy involved. So I think this week is going to be the week where they actually do take some shots. Plus, again, the Packers defense dictates that you should take shots, that they rank so poorly in pass defense. And I think one of their corners is dinged up and may miss a starting corner, so maybe they can take advantage of it.
They're not that great against the run either. They're like, they're 24th against the run in terms of yards per attempt.
Yeah. Defense and great.
I'm wondering if the shiny new toys are going to get any sort of run this weekend, whether Floyd or Perryman are going to be worked into the game plan.
I don't think so. What I read
is it too early to see them?
Well, what I read is the plan isn't to play them much. And it was just as I suspected.
But they'll be active.
They're going to have Floyd basically as the backup to one of the receivers and Perryman the backup to the other receivers. The way it was phrased is one's the X and one's the Y. But I believe Floyd is Doxson's backup.
Mm-hmm.
And Perryman is Richardson's backup. And they're going to learn those roles where Richardson's more of the speed guy. So Perryman fills in that role. And Floyd is the Doxson role, which is don't catch many balls. And they might get a couple of. My guess would be they might spell them. Like they might get a series or maybe on a series you're marching down the field so that the other guys aren't tired. I don't know. But what I saw is the plan wasn't playing much.
All right, let's go to Tree, our guy on the college football stadium tour. He's going to give us a little update. Calling from Houston. By the way, it's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. You can talk about the Big Skins Packers matchup. Critical game, Cakes. We're only in week 3. It's a critical game.
Before
they
the bye
are
week.
In the NFL.
Gotta try to bank that win before the bye.
They really are all critical. Tree, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junks. How you guys doing today?
Hello. All right, how are you? So far, how many stadiums you been to?
Oh, just 2 so far. Had a good Labor Day weekend, saw Boise play Troy, and then was at the Hokies against Florida State for Monday night, which was that was a great game.
Nice.
What's that campus like in Troy? That's in Alabama, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
Is it poopy? It's got to be poopy.
Yes, it's poopy. It's not worth the visit. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Okay.
What's next?
And by the way, you saw a blowout, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was... The best thing was the hottie sitting in front of me. That was really the only... Which is surprising for Troy, but...
Hey, all colleges have hotties. Sure. Come on, they got them out of the Although I heard Hopkins not good.
Yeah.
So what's on this? My buddy went to Hopkins.
You got anything on the schedule
there
this week?
Yeah, so I got a big weekend. I'm going to Illinois to see Penn State play Friday night, and then Nebraska at Michigan on Saturday. So,
oh, those are some good ones. So you've never been to Michigan before?
Never for a game. Been to Michigan. Been to Ann Arbor a couple times, but never for a game. So the rub is that, you know, I need Penn State to blow out Illinois so I can leave at halftime because it's 5 hours to get up to Michigan, and that game's a noon kickoff on Saturday.
That's so right. So you got a 9 o'clock game Friday night, and you got a noon kick on Saturday.
That's a quick turnaround.
it's going to be the worst case scenario.
Obviously, you didn't know the game times when you made your reservations and you got the tickets.
Yeah, we were counting on Nebraska rolling into Michigan undefeated, hoping that game would be 2:30 or even 6, right, so that we'd have plenty of time to hit both easy. But
I can't remember the last time Penn State played on a Friday night. That was weird. I was talking to my buddy about that. I guess it's for TV, but yeah, that kind of screws you, man. Well, Penn State, Illinois should be a blowout. I mean, it could be kind of a look ahead for Penn State because they play Ohio State next week.
What's the number on that game right
now? 28.
Oh.
But they should win the game handily.
Poor Lovey down Illinois.
Maybe you get out of there at 11:30, which would be 10:30, I guess.
Tree, you ever think to yourself, why am I doing this? This is such a pain in the ass. Like, I mean, what you're doing this weekend sounds like a nightmare.
Well, so... I blame it on my buddy because the plan was Illinois on Friday and Indiana on Saturday. But my buddy was like, oh, Champaign's lousy and Indiana's worse, so let's go to Michigan instead, which was fine. But, you know, now the Indiana game's against Michigan State. That may actually be a better game, and it's at 6:30 at night. And so it would have been a much easier weekend. Would have been a lot more fun, right? Now I'll be running around.
Got screwed.
You know what?
That's going to be an awful trip going from Champaign to Ann Arbor late on a Friday night.
it's not going to be a lot of fun. But, I mean, you know, we'll have a good time Saturday either way. And I'm just hoping Nebraska shows up, right, because that could be a terrible game. I mean, Michigan could roll them.
They probably will. I do not envy you. I mean, Penn State would be fun on Friday night, but I would not want to get in a car after that game.
Tree, let me ask you a question. Do you throw cash on the games while you're there? Keep you another rooting interest or what?
No, you know, I usually don't. I usually just root for the home team, but since I'm from PA, I'll be pulling, and I'm with Penn State guys this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be rooting for Penn State.
Gotcha.
My buddy says that Bloomington, that campus at Indiana, is the nicest in the Big Ten.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. I've never been there.
All right. Well, good luck to you, pal. Keep us updated.
All right, fellas. We'll do.
Yeah, we'll see you.
All right.
You got to have somebody riding shotgun with you driving from Champaign to Ann Arbor overnight.
Well, I mean, just think about it. You can't even tailgate. You can't even have fun at Penn State Illinois game. Because you got to stay sober. You got to hop in a car and drive 5 hours to Ann Arbor.
It just sounds like a nightmare.
I can barely make it to College Park for a game. Let alone drive all over the Midwest.
About a 30-minute drive for you?
It couldn't be any closer.
Now, I drove from here to Ann Arbor for CK's wedding.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you didn't fly.
It wasn't that great.
Squeaker.
I'm guessing it wasn't that great.
Right.
CK driving got married 7 or 8 hours. Arbor?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
His wife's family's from there.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I thought it was local. Big game for the Terps. 12 o'clock against the old Gophers. It's a big one.
Now that I'm
They need
to
rebound after that disastrous effort against Temple last week.
I'm not expecting
much. What do you predict
much
will happen? Because I'm going to miss.
Loser.
I coach from 1 to 3. Know. I'll get in the car 3:15. It'll be right towards the very end of the game.
Over. It's going to probably be a loser. The Temple game was a soul crusher.
You would think Maryland would play much better and bounce back at home, but I have no idea. I mean, Minnesota's undefeated.
I'll jump in the car. I'll put it on and listen for Johnny Holiday, and I'll listen for like 2 minutes to wait till the score comes on. We'll hear something good or something bad.
Don't know. You won't put like earphones in and try to listen while you're coaching?
No.
Yeah. I actually tried.
I got to call plays, dude. I can't. I'm the play caller.
He's the OC over there. He's Sean McVay.
My kid had a lacrosse game, so there was an hour there where I wasn't in my car. I was running around on Sunday, right? And I told you I had to watch the game later, but I couldn't wait, so I was monitoring it.
All right, checking in.
But once I got to the field, I said, I'll just put it on my phone. And, you know, it's on the other station, so it's on the Redskins games are on whatever it is, 980?
MAL.
Or MAL. So I put it, I think it's on both of those, right? I think it's on both.
It may be. Yeah. I tend to listen to the FM.
So I put it on both of their apps. I couldn't find the game. Then I went to Redskins.com. I couldn't find the game. I don't know. Maybe you can. I couldn't stream the game on my phone. I went to Sirius because I have Sirius. And I'm like, don't they have play-by-play or something? Couldn't find it. How do people stream the Redskins game like on their phone?
Yeah, I don't know.
People doing it, listening. I couldn't find for life. In fact, I sent CK a text. I said, how can I listen to the game? He never responded to me.
I was watching on my 65-inch celly.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about streaming it to my phone.
I don't even know how people listen to Redskins on their phone. I wanted to listen for an hour. I couldn't.
Don't you have DirecTV?
Yeah. Can't it's blocked out or something. I have DirecTV app on my phone. Or
can't you watch anything that's on your TV?
No,
your phone?
Certain things are blacked out. Like, you can't stream it. It's a whole thing. There's all these weird rules.
You can watch it with YouTube TV.
That gets pulled all the time. I mean, I don't pay for it. But if you just go to YouTube.
You could have texted me. I would have given you my login.
Yeah. Now, these always has a workaround. Yeah. That's your guy right over there.
I don't have a login from YouTube. I just have regular YouTube.
I watched the first four drives here because Cakes and I did the pregame show from the studio. And then I ran out, stopped at the Subway Cafe, grabbed something to eat. And then I listened to it on the radio, and I really didn't miss anything from the Redskins offense. That's for sure.
No, I didn't miss anything, but I did want to monitor
it. Sure, I monitored it.
It was so annoying.
Monitored, you know, Josh Doctson drop here, a failed third down there.
Yep.
An Alex Smith 4-yard pass here.
Right. Yeah, that's what you missed.
There. Major Peterson run for a half yard.
You missed about 8 passes to their running backs and tight ends.
Is anybody going to pick a win? I'm not, but this is the kind of game where you don't expect it. They play horribly. But the NFL is week to week. You never know what you're going to get. It could surprise you.
Packers at 1-0-1, needing to keep up with the Vikings. It's an important game for them. If I felt like it was a trap game for the Packers, and it could be, but I think the Packers, they're going to get this win.
I just think that
as long as Aaron Rodgers plays.
That's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers is such a wild card because he's not even practicing much.
He alluded to he is nervous about injuring it further.
Right.
He did allude to that this week.
And they're scaling back practice. McCarthy canceled practice yesterday, so he got an extra day of rest. But he says that the more he plays, it's going to get worse. That's what he's worried about. If he takes a couple bad hits or he's forced to run, he could re-injure it. He's just a wild card in this game.
The brace he's wearing looks very similar to the ACL brace my son wore. So I know they're saying it's a knee sprain.
It's on the left knee, right? It's on his left knee, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
If he's 100% healthy, I'd take the Packers. But like you said, anything can happen in the NFL. This is the type of game where the Skins played awful against the Colts, but they can play much better.
Yeah.
Right.
So hard to predict.
Yeah.
That's why bookies just kill it. They just crash it.
That's why when you look at the schedule, you say, well, all right, they play all these great quarterbacks and these tough teams, but they're going to win some of those games.
Yep.
They just are.
All right. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday here on The Junkies. Santana Moss and D'Angelo Hall will be signing autographs. Michael Morris, former Nats slugger, will be hosting a hitting clinic. So it should be a good time. It's always a good time. Lots of activities. Entries free. 5th annual Fan Fest. If you want details, it's presented by the Purple Heart Foundation. You can get the details at thefandc.com/fanfest. So later in the show, we're going to have Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post on. And he had an article about the fan base. And on Monday, besides talking about the bad game for the Redskins, we talked about the bad crowd, that there were so many empty seats, and the executives are trying to change it. What's it going to look like this week? Will there be less than the 57,000 or whatever it was announced, or will actually more fans show up, and is that because it'll be Packers fans?
Yeah, I think it'll be higher than I think it was 57,000 was the paid number. I think you'll get into the 60s, but you're going to have a large contingent of Packers fans there.
Complete guess. I would think enthusiasm would be lower.
I would think it'd be less.
I would think enthusiasm, how could it be higher?
But I think
they
there's going to be
laid a
an egg.
But I think there's going to be like at least 10,000, maybe 15,000 Packers fans.
Right.
That many?
It gives them a bump. The Packers are a national brand. They have fans that live here, and they have probably have fans that travel as well.
I want to hear from people.
Seats are readily available. I mean, they can't get seats at Lambeau, so they can definitely get seats at FedEx Field. I think there's going to be a good
and pretty good ones.
I want to hear from people who went to the game and what their experience was like. 800-636-1067. Because some people said that actually, if you just looked at the experience, going to the game was easier. The traffic flow, the parking, and those type of things were actually
there.
Easier.
Right, because less humans
now,
were there.
Well, that's a positive, though. I also know in fairness that the Redskins execs that we've been talking to, whatever, they've been working on that. They've been working with the Maryland State Police or whatever to try to get in and out.
Yeah, they're trying to alleviate those issues.
Yeah, so maybe that has had an impact.
But those guys we've had in, Brian and Steve, I want to get their names correct.
Yeah.
They know that it's not a 1 week process. They know this is a long burn to bring back the people that have deteriorated over the years that are no longer attending games there.
We do have a luminary who did attend the home opener. His name's Adam Epstein.
Yes.
What did he do there? Did he shoot
season tickets?
No, he's got season tickets.
His dad's got season tickets. Yeah, he doesn't have season tickets. His pops does.
His family season tickets.
Your dad still has season tickets?
Yeah, he complains about it every week. But
why does he do that? Why doesn't he just buy week to week whatever he wants?
We like our section with our row. You know, we have like a little bit of a family. We know everyone in front of us and to the side.
Right. Oh, yeah. So you've had those same seats for years?
Like 8 years now at those seats downstairs.
So you're going to the Packer game?
Yep. And they definitely improved, like, getting into the stadium, the whole security, the traffic work, and they've got like a whole section for Uber people there. I mean, all that was impressive. It's just disappointing that Redskins fans don't come.
Well,
did you get your 50 cents off on your pretzel?
That's exactly what we got.
Your beer
what
with your pops?
But what did you notice about the fans for that particular game?
I mean, there was just not that many Redskins fans. There was, you know.
So you did notice a lot of Colts fans.
There was a lot of Colts fans, but it was more
empty
it was
seats.
Like more emptiness than that. Yeah. I mean, because right when I got there for kickoff, the whole upper section was pretty much empty, and then halfway through the first quarter, that started filling in. But the entire to my right, there was like five empty seats, so my dad and I could like spread out. Mm-hmm. You know, that never happens for a home opener.
What time did you leave your home, and what time did you arrive at the parking lot? And then did you have any problem getting in? Because one thing I remember about doing pregame way back in the day is, and we had like a separate side exit, is that right before kickoff, there would just be a sea of people trying to get in.
Right.
And they probably wouldn't get in until about 5 minutes had been played in the first quarter.
Right. Like I said, they did a better job with the security, the metal detectors, so there wasn't a crowd. Like, you could just kind of walk to the next entrance and get in right away.
Did you experience the West End Zone new fan area that they built?
No. I stick in my there? Once I get to my seat, I stay in my seat.
Very nice.
I'm hailing to the Redskins.
All right, let's go to Chris in Gainesville. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junkies. How y'all doing today?
Hey,
it's all great.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just wanted to offer some help for Eric. He's having some issues watching the Redskins game.
Yes.
All right, well, I work for Comcast. I'm a technician.
Right.
And I just want to give you a heads up. I'm not sure if you know about our Xfinity Stream app.
Yeah, I mean, I am an Xfinity guy. I got the Xfinity Stream app. Yeah.
You do? Okay. Yeah. You should be able to watch it live on there. Should have been able to.
Should have been able to watch it on Fox.
I don't know. Or it was actually a CBS game.
Let me ask you another question. Do you know anything about the modems?
Fox this week.
All about them.
You do? I got to replace mine because I have an older model. And the guy said, over the phone, he said, just unhook the cables or whatever, bring in the box, we'll give you a new one, plug it back in. What I'm afraid is, though, then I'll have to reset the whole modem and Wi-Fi and all that, and that's over my pay grade.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm afraid to unhook it.
He's basically asking you to come to his house.
No, I'm just asking. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
hey.
I'm wrong.
Yeah. Now, I hate to tell you this, but you're probably just going to need a professional installation. That way, anything that happens, it'll take care of it.
Why did they tell me to just take it, unhook it, and do it myself?
Because
they don't want to have to send a tech out. I guess I'm not sure, but
Eric,
I don't know why they don't want to do that.
Hey, why don't you come? Jason's right. Why don't you come to my crib?
I told you.
He lives in Gainesville.
You're never in the Montgomery County area.
Well, actually, I work out of the Winchester system.
Oh, you know what?
I don't even know where that is.
Well, then you come to my house.
He's so far away from you.
There you go.
Right. Right. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Winchester.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
So that wasn't much
I know how deep it is. I used to do ring announcing for Gladiator Fight Club in Winchester. They used to pay me handsomely.
It is deep.
You need someone to come over to your house and do it.
Yeah, because I can easily take a picture, label the cables, take it, put in a new one. But if I have to then set up the whole Wi-Fi, that's just going to be a
nightmare. Aren't you the king of cable? You have an Xfinity endorsement.
I do.
You should have a concierge at your house or on call 24/7.
Hasn't happened yet, Gates.
Let's get back to the phones.
Well, yeah, that's on you then.
Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Josh. Josh, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, hey, what's up, guys? Long time listener ever since I was a freshman at Maryland in 2001. So
thank you.
First time caller.
Let me guess, now you've got four kids.
What are you, like a heart surgeon now or something? Like, what do you do?
Halfway there, I got two kids.
Yeah.
I'm not what's surprised.
Up? But basically, I went to the game this past Sunday. I don't go to games often, so, you know, I try to give the Redskins a chance to win me back in terms of going to the games. But I can see that they're trying to be better with the fans. Like you said, there was an Uber lot with lots of signs. There was, you know, people giving directions for parking in terms of people trying to get out in time and not waiting like an hour just to get out the lot. And, you know, instead of commercials on the Jumbotron all the time, they, you know, they're trying to kind of do it like at Capital One, where, you know, they're trying to get the fans giving T-shirts and doing some interactive stuff. So I think they're trying to be better. Now it's just the product on the field that's kind of the issue.
It's definitely an issue.
And that's a driving force.
I bet A-Law was very excited when they flashed up the Dilly Dilly cam on the, right. the big monster screen at FedEx.
I mean, they say no commercials, but that's brought to you by Bud Light.
Yeah, of course.
Look, at the end of the day, it is all about the team and winning. People used to go out, and they could make it like this romantic thing, but RFK was a dump. All right, right, a legit dump. The game experience there, poop.
Yeah.
Right? Except the game was amazing,
sure.
And so everyone loved it, and it was sold out, blah, blah, blah.
It was romanticized.
Smaller though. That is, huh?
It was smaller. 55,000. Louder. It rocked.
Yeah, it was definitely more intimate.
But it wasn't like it was some amazing game experience. We had like amazing club amenities or like TVs in your seats
or
no Wi-Fi.
Teams did. I mean, that was the 80s.
Right, but the point is, people came. They were sized.
Yeah,
and there was at one point a legit waiting list.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they would have sold out RFK if they had 57,000. Well, that's this week, would have filled RFK.
Somebody tweeted me the other day that they should just build a stadium like 40,000.
Right.
And just make it so
I saw they
premium.
Should use Audi Field.
Well, the new stadium, will not be a monstrosity, obviously, like FedEx. I mean, like,
what's
I would
the
guess 65,000.
Although, remember, the guy wanted to build a moat.
Well,
that
that's fine. That's okay. You can do all those trappings outside, but the actual seating capacity,
yeah.
It's not going to be like 80,000. That would be idiotic. Why would you do that?
Like, of the new stadiums, has anybody made, like, a modest NFL stadium in the last 10 years? Aren't they all bigger than the last one?
Most of them are in the 60s.
They are in the 60s?
Like Ford Field,
what's
Seattle.
What's Atlantis?
Atlantis might be bigger. Cause
I think that's pretty
65
big.
65 or 70,
huge,
maybe?
Right? Jerry's
is over 100,000.
It's over 100,000.
Yeah, but he has the fan base.
Right.
Cowboys fan base. Mm-hmm. Snyder's lost the Redskins fan base.
Oh.
It's dwindled. All right, a bunch of people want to chime in. Phone number's 800-636-1067. Talking about the fan experience at FedEx Field for the home opener. If you went, you can certainly call us, 800-636-1067. We'll also hit the Skins at 7 o'clock, as we do every morning right here on the Junk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.